It's about 20 past 4 British time on Wednesday, and I think we're now probably nearing Ebbsfleet International, but we're not due to stop, so probably about 20 minutes outside London. It's been a very comfortable trip, really. Well, I decided to cut my losses in Paris and not go and have a wander about or anything like that. Save for a short walk around the block with Vans, about which maybe I'll talk later. But apart from that,
ladies,
I decided to...
attention, please. Just to let you know that our delay is now increased. We are running now with 20 minutes late on your expected arrival time. Main to London is now 16:56. We apologise for this delay.
A whole 20 minutes late compared to the 3 hours and 3.5 hours earlier on. Never mind. Anyway, I had a quick check around the block with Vance, which was an interesting experience. Certainly working at Guide Dog in Paris is by no means as easy as it is in London. Pedestrian crossings and things like that are quite difficult, really, to navigate, work out when it's safe to go. But I'll talk about that maybe another time. Staff at Eurostar at Gardenau were absolutely brilliant, very friendly and helpful, and managed to get they very kindly gave me an upgrade to Standard Premier. So I've had a meal and wine, and it's a brilliant end to the holiday. Very, very good. The sun's shining, blue sky. And we're 20 minutes outside London. All I need to do is navigate London in rush hour, and all will be fine. It's been a really brilliant trip. Really thoroughly enjoyed it. I'd like to maybe go back to Paris on a day trip with Vance at some point and see what that's like. But it's not really a regret that we didn't manage to do it. I think things worked out for the best in the end. And I'm making it back to London almost a whole hour earlier than I would have been. So I can't complain about that, really, can I? I think we're possibly about to go through Ebbsfleet and then plunge down through the tunnel underneath the Thames, then through North London to St Pancras.